Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
To Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and I have the distinct pleasure of being your guide through this evening for the talk we're going to have tonight, a very interesting talk and one that you will remember forever. But before we get to that, you know, there's always a couple of things that we have to remind everyone so that we're in the same energetic field, right? So the first and foremost order of business is for us to pay honor and give tribute to our ancestors. We give thanks for each one of them for always being with us as we call upon them for their help or assistance or guidance or, you know, just a listening ear. And our ancestors stand ready to help us at our beck and call. We just need to learn to utilize that energy in its proper way. So ancestors, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We know we could not stand without you. And we also completely accept that you got our fronts, our backs, and our tops and our bottoms. And with you on our side, we're always standing in a winning mode. So thank you. And we love you. We love you. We love you. Ooh, yes, yes. They be here, man. They be here. So if you don't feel them, you may want to start trying to connect a little bit more because they certainly on this radio program are every Tuesday. And one of the reasons is we take life from a different perspective on life, love, and wellness, that which breaks down a subject in various ways. So we look at it from different perspectives. And so you'll see that tonight is just such, it's an incredible show. So let me get to it. But first I want to give us an affirmative reading. And it actually comes from one of my writings. You can find it at revsandy.wordpress.com. And today's message is called Cooperation. It reads in part, I willingly cooperate with life. I give and receive joyously. It is through my cooperation that I am blessed and abundantly filled with every desire of my heart. I take great care of my body temple, which includes my thoughts. I guard my health by choosing a healthier lifestyle than I have done in the past. I choose living foods to nourish me. I seek to eliminate anything that may cause harm to me. My thoughts are continually on good, prosperity, and abundance. I think the thoughts that will manifest my desires. That is my part of the cooperation cycle. I allow the universe to do its part in the fulfilling of my desires. I do not push my way. I do not attempt to manipulate the speed. I know that everything is working in divine order and divine time. I trust the process while actively contributing a positive expectation in my thoughts. And once again, you can find that at revsandy.wordpress.com. And if you would like, that can be delivered to your email every morning so that when you wake up, it's already there waiting for you. So it's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So our show for tonight is entitled The Colon, Key to Abundant Health. And I have such an honor to present my brother, LaVell Rouser. He's a master numerologist. He's just a wizard at life in general. So I can't wait to bring him on. But, you know, we had to do this other stuff first. So audience, you're always welcome to be a part of the show. Your thoughts and your comments are greatly welcomed and appreciated and encouraged. If you would like to speak live with us, you would simply call 516-531-9819 and press 1 on your dial to let me know that you want to speak live on air. Now, once I open up your line, I normally do not release it. I just leave you there. So while you're speaking or holding to make an additional comment, if you would just put your phone on mute, then that way it would be a clean, high-quality playback. A lot of our listeners listen repeatedly to the shows, plus we have some people that just don't stay up quite this late. So if you would do that for me, I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to play a quick song, and when we come back, it is my honor to present to you my brother LaVell, who's going to come on and just kick this thing off this month of April. We're talking about the digestive system. We'll be right back, you guys.
I wanna be high, so high. I wanna be free to know the things.
I know that's the Commodore saying about being easy, right? Easy as Sunday morning. And that's what my brother Lavelle Rouser reminds me of. You'll be sitting on the edge of your seats in just a moment when he starts presenting to you. So I would suggest you just have you a piece of paper and something to write with and take your notes, because Brother Lavelle gonna knock it down, knock it out the park for you. So welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And just to make sure that you're aware, you're invited to be a part of the show, to ask questions, make comments, congratulate Brother Lavelle, whatever you would like to do. And our number here is 516-531-9819. And you would simply just press 1 on your dial to let us know you would like to speak live on air with us. So our show tonight is called The Colon, Key to Abundant Health. And Brother Lavelle Rouser, he's a master numerologist. And you'll understand how that fits into this whole body health brain thing and shortly, because he's going to break it down for you. So he's going to explain the critical care and the attention that that must be given to our colon in this year of 2022. He's going to break down why this number, this current year that carries a vibration of 6, why is so important, and the connection and the importance of that vibration. So eliminating and emptying the colon is vital to the overall health for this year. Lavelle says, work to eliminate emotional congestion, because 2022 is an emotional cycle year. So he's going to discuss digestive and emotional cleaning and clearing. So once again, we're starting off this month of April. We're talking about the digestive system. And you'll understand, as Brother Lavelle presents, that the hormones, our hormones and nerves, they work together to help control the digestive process. Signals flow within our GI tract, back and forth, and from our GI tract to our brain. So who would have thought, you know? So we think linear a lot of times about how our body operates, but it's more than that. And my brother Lavelle, you on with me?
Yes, Sister Sandy.
All right.
And welcome. And welcome, everyone, to the Sister Sandy Rogers Show. And thank you for the kind introduction and the invocation of the ancestors. And I'd like to speak about the science of numerology this evening while we are all gathered together here. Because in my studies of numerology, the number of vibrations reveal themselves in such ways that it can benefit us all. We are all under some sort of vibration, whether we know it or not. The most important vibration to understand is the vibration that you have, that you carry, that's been with you all of your life. Many times people go through life not knowing their vibrations, not knowing who they are, not understanding who they are, and not knowing and or understanding why they have certain problems, difficulties, setbacks, delays, illnesses, and diseases. A great deal of it has to do with the state of our emotions, which Sister Sandy had already presented to us. Now, I like to bring that all together with the understanding that there is one particular vibration that we are all under right now, and that is the vibration based on the Gregorian calendar of the year 2022. And keep in mind, the Gregorian calendar represents a particular age. No, the Earth is not 2022 years old, but there are certain vibrations which were established and pinpointed at this time based on astronomy, geometry, in mathematics. And at this point in time, based on the Gregorian calendar, the 2022 has a set of numbers which will tell us a great deal. And simply for those who do not know anything or very little about numerology, in the science of numerology, you just simply take the digits of 2022 and add them and reduce them to a particular single digit. In this case, it will be the 2 plus the 0 plus the 2 plus 2, which equals the number 6. So therefore, we establish that the number 6 is what we call the universal year vibration or the universal year cycle. In this cycle, it will last for a period of 365.25 days. Okay, and while we are in this cycle, we are under the influence of this cycle. It is a universal cycle, so it does not pertain to anyone specifically, but it does affect us all. Okay, we all come under this influence. Now, many people would maybe think that, well, if I live in Australia, does this vibration affect me? Yes, it will if you are under the influence of this vast empire known as the United States, has some great influence over any other country, because the mercantile system, the money system, all plays into what goes on with planet Earth. And so the number 6 is a vibration which deals with health. It is of utmost importance, and I will reiterate this again. It is with utmost importance that we all look at our health, the scale on which our health is on, and to remedy any imbalances, illnesses, sickness, or disease that may be troubling us in body, mind, and in spirit. The effect of not doing anything about your health can be very troubling, not only to you, but also to your entire family. Now, I say this very, very, very strongly because we have just all come out of the pandemic or epidemic known as COVID-19. And many of us are still walking around with the effects of COVID-19. We are in the cycle of the number 6, which forces us or has us or instructs us to deal with our health. In the main area, one of the main areas that we are greatly afflicted by pertaining to our health is, as Sister Sandy Rogers has stated already, is our colon. Our colon holds 90% of the disease and illness that we have. Now, the AMA, the medical profession, medical societies do not tell you, but you have different healing organizations and societies throughout the world that have. Now, they don't have the kind of power that other medical governing bodies have, so we don't hear about it as much. And before I go any further, I would like to make one disclaimer for the sake of this podcast. At no time am I rendering or giving any medical advice to anyone. Let's establish that and make it perfectly clear. Now, we can proceed. So with the colon, which houses the distress, the disease of the body, from the food that we eat, from the GMO products, and I say products because they're not food, all right? that we consume, from the fast food products that we consume, to whatever is added into the products that we consume, they all afflict us, okay? And that's something that we need to come to grips with and realize that if you continue, your health will continue to go further, spiral further and further down, especially during this cycle, because whenever you enter into a particular cycle, as I said earlier, you are affected and influenced by this cycle, whether you realize it or know it or not. Now, the increase of health or the depletion of your health all depends upon what choices and decisions that you want to make. Actually, this is a great season. This is a great cycle to improve your health, because whenever you are under the influence of a particular cycle and you act on that cycle, there is great healing that can be accomplished during that particular time. The number six deals with healing, okay? The number six also deals with harmony, the harmony of the mind, the harmony of the emotions with the body, okay? When your mind or your body is out of sync, out of harmony, it places stress on your body. Think about it. If you're not feeling right, your body's not feeling right. If you're over emotional, you just can't seem to get it together. So we have to understand that the mind, body, emotion, spirit complex is very, very important for us to harmonize and to blend together. And when we don't, we tend to hold all kinds of negative energy in our colon. That's why some people, their colon, their stomach, their entire digestive system begins to protrude. And if you're eating a lot of GMO products, your bodily functions begin to diminish. If we go too far in the negative thoughts and emotions, we begin to hold so much of that negativity into our body that there are obstructions that develop in the body. Many people right now are dehydrated and constipated and don't realize this. Okay, if you are constipated, and what I mean by constipated, if you are eating three meals a day and you're only going to take care of business three times a week, factor that in. It's 7 days in the week, three meals a day. That's 21 meals a week. For every meal that you eat, you should be eliminating that meal. You should go no longer than 72 hours without eliminating a meal. If you go more than 72 hours, which is equal to 3 days, you begin to develop what can be called toxemia in the blood. What happens from that is in the waste material that's in the area of the body, okay, that is supposed to eliminate that waste material, it begins to back up and pollute the human body, the blood, and that blood is carried throughout the entire body. If you are eating food and you're not digesting your food well because of stress and strain and worries and concern and not feeling well, then guess what happens? That food that you have eaten, you know, with your body being at the temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, which is the average heat for the body, that food sits in your stomach like a stove, like an oven, okay? Mm. And then it sits there so long that it develops all kinds of problems there. So you must eliminate. You must eliminate regularly. You must eliminate daily. And you must eliminate by drinking water. Okay, the body needs water in order for it to moisten that area of the intestines, where in that area of the colon, so that it helps you to eliminate frequently. Now, I know in America that's a problem because we do a great disservice, especially with our young people, our children, because children who are given good hygienic discipline to learn to eliminate in the classroom, they may not always be given the opportunity, or they're looked upon by others of the peer group and even with teachers who are uneducated about the elimination. So a child can grow up and become an adult and is always holding on to that which they need to eliminate. And if they continue to hold on, and they hold on 10, 15, 20, 30 years until something happens, and then they need a surgical remedy in order to remedy the situation in their body, and then they have a set of other problems. And so all of this has to do with the number six vibration, allowing ourselves on an emotional level to learn to release and to let go. There's a great deal of letting go that needs to happen right now. Yes, for a 2.5, 3-year period, we were all under the confines of a situation that many of us have never experienced before. You had nowhere to go. You had nothing to do. You had to look at someone that you were married to or you say that you love, and you find that you couldn't live under the same roof for more than a few hours out the day. All of these became issues. They became issues because we hold on too much. And this is the nature of the number six vibration. When it's time to let go, we need to let go. It's just like that song by Kenny Rogers, you know, when you got to know when to hold them, you got to know when to fold them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So this is something which is very powerful and should not be taken for granted whatsoever. Because whatever you are dealing with now, if you take it into the next cycle, it becomes compounded. And if you take it in to another cycle after that, it becomes compounded even more until there's a buildup where the body just begins to shut down and break down. Okay? And if you're a person who has been consuming a lot of food or products, and I have to say products, which are GMO, and your body breaks down and you go to the hospital and you're under their care, and they dosing and doping you up with all kind of pharmaceutical drugs, what do you think is going to happen to you?
Hmm.
What do you think is happening to the folks who have to stand by and watch and see you go through all of this? That's an emotional piece within itself.
Yeah.
Okay? It can be very troubling to the spirit of the entire family. And then number six deals with the family. You know, my father, Lavelle Rouser Sr., has a saying. He says that we're all in this together, whether you like it or not, and know it or not.
Yes.
Okay? And this is what I'd like to share with you all. Now, from a stronger numerological state, you know, we're in this number six cycle. And as long as we're in it, it's better for us to learn to be responsible. If you're only responsible for yourself, that's fair and good enough. But please, do what's necessary to keep your health in order. Because if you are not keeping yourself in health in order, then that fall, that responsibility, and I'm using the word responsibility again, that responsibility falls to someone else or to a group of your family members or a close one or someone who has to watch over you. So the necessity of being responsible for ourselves is of a high order. No one can escape responsibility, not while you're in this body. Everybody has some sort of responsibility that is associated with their life while they're here on planet Earth. Okay, so the power of the number six, it is also one that has to deal with the vibration and energy of the Great Mother. The Great Mother who has a heart, who cares for all of us. The number six also is a vibration which deals with the energy of the divine feminine force that is growing stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger on this planet. For those who have not recognized this, please pay attention that it is happening as we are here gathered. So the power of this number six vibration is very strong. And the one thing that I'd like to say about this number six vibration is that once you make up your mind, there's nothing on earth, there's nothing in hell, and there's nothing in heaven that can thwart you or stop you from that happening. And if I'm just take a few seconds to drink some water, my voice is getting a little dry here. Just a moment.
Sure, sure. Thank you. I told you guys. He just be rolling with it, man. It just comes so naturally.
Okay.
It's just easy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Sister Sandy Rogers. Numerology comes, thank you, from the ancestors on high who have chosen me, and I've answered the call to want to be a numerologist and to take it seriously. I understand that when you're dealing with numerology, you're dealing with vibrations and you're dealing with the life force of people. And so there's a great responsibility on my part. I can't fudge it under any conditions. Mm-hmm. You know, playing with these vibrations is like playing with fire. This is the old priests and priestesses out of our ancestral heritage have always stated. So whatever is being said, please take it into strong consideration that it's coming from the heart and coming from the soul. The number six, let's get back to the number six and talk about our health. I like to make a few points about the number six and the influence that we are under. And by the way, I know there's no such thing as coincidences. And there's a particular cycle. There's a cycle for the days, there's a cycle for the month, and there's cycles for the year. And we know about the cycle for the year. And the cycle for the day, to find the cycle for the day, we just take the month, the current calendar month, which is 4, the day, which is 5, and the year, which is 2022. And we add all those numbers together. Well, fortunately, when I did the vibration for the day just before the opening of the show, I looked at it, and the number is 6. Now, mind you, I did not say this to Sister Sandy. I didn't even know of it at the time that, you know, she's scheduled for this to happen. And so this lets me know that there's something very divine which is happening that mm-hmm. causes all of us to come together and want to blend and harmonize with knowing what we need to do throughout the rest of this year. Uh-huh. And so through the rest of this year, please, each and every one of you, look at your health. If you're scheduled to get some sort of medical analysis during this year, please make a point of doing it and asking questions. If there's things that you feel that are going on with your life, with yourself, make sure that you speak with your primary care physician, doctor, or otherwise to let them know what can be looked at. Make sure that things are going well with your digestive system. Make sure that things also are going well with the lungs. The lungs also come under the vibration of the number six. Okay? So our breathing is very important. Now, what's happening on planet Earth right now is that with the removal and the cutting down of so many trees, it is leaving less oxygen for us to breathe. So it's going to be more important for each and every one of you to learn how to breathe. Many of us don't breathe properly. Many of us breathe very shallow. Many of us do not breathe enough where we can charge up the blood in our body to keep the life force flowing and going on to sustain us, okay, physically. So you must breathe. You must get that cardio in, walking, some sort of aerobics, whatever you can do to breathe. If you just want to sit down and do 10, 15, 20, 40 deep breaths each and every day to start your day, that will be a sure bet to increase your life force on your planet, on this planet. But you need to learn how to breathe. One of the ways to breathe is to breathe through your nose, through your nasal passage, and to exhale through your mouth. So there's an inhalation and an exhalation that is constantly going on. And from time to time during each and every day, you want to check that and make sure that you're breathing properly, okay? Many people are having sleeping problems and sleeping disorders because they are not breathing properly, okay? Many people are waking up having panic attacks because they're not breathing properly or they're not getting enough oxygen into their body to sustain them. And then what happens is their heart rate begins to decrease and drop. And this can be a dangerous thing, especially for those people who are grossly obese and overweight. Okay, so there's a lot of different factors that need to be looked into when we speak about our health. You just can't take your health for granted anymore and think that you're going to go in to the doctor, the physician, and so forth and so on, and expect them to come up with a instant remedy or solution. There's got to be some responsibility on each and every one of our parts to ensure that we're doing what's necessary to prolong our life. Diet is another part of the number six vibration. Diet, food, nutrition, okay? Some of what we eat has very little nutritional value. Much of the food, especially the fast food that many people are addicted to, is depleted by 90% of nutritional value. So when you pull up into that, when you pull up into that line to pick up your food, realize that you're only getting 10% of what you really need, and that's not going to sustain you for long, okay? So that's why people are addicted so much, because they have to go back again and again and again, because that's what their body is desiring and craving for, okay? So keep all of this in mind. I know it sounds like an overload, But if we have not been doing what we needed to have been doing the last 10, 15, 20, and some of us 40, 50, 60 years of our life, you can expect things to get worse if you don't make a change, if you don't make an adjustment. The vibration on this planet is going higher and higher and higher. And your vibration within your own self needs to go higher and higher and higher if you expect to live on this planet. As simple as that.
Right.
Okay. You may want to look at little things like buying plants and placing plants in your house, which will provide the necessary oxygen. Okay. Plants and humans work very well. What the plants need, we have. And what the plants have, and what we need, the plants have. Okay? You know, it reminds me of a particular song, a particular album, that in the late, it was either the late 70s or the early 80s that Stevie Wonder produced. It wasn't a very popular album, but when you listen to it, it was a very deep album. And the name of the album was The Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants.
Hmm.
Okay? By Stevie Wonder. And then there was a book that came out, and when I read the book, I was astounded in terms of what the plant life, the plant kingdom does for us, and we take it for granted every day. So we got to get back in touch with ourselves so that we can get back in touch with nature. But if your food is devoid of 90% of the nutritional value that you need each and every day, then there's little or no way that you can get back in tune with nature. You need mm-hmm. the minerals, you need the herbs, you need the fruits, you need the vegetables in order to sustain yourself. To carry on. Now, I know people are wondering, well, how is this affecting me? And I just like to bring out a few points.
Okay.
We're in a number 6 universal year cycle. Okay, we established that. But within those digits of the year 2022 is the number 2. 2 repeats 3 times. Okay? 2 has to do with a great deal of sensitivity. And since 2 appears 3 times in the date, this tells us that thrice over or 3 times over, there's going to be this sensitivity that's going on. Something that you may have eaten before may not agree with you now.
Okay.
Since it doesn't agree with you, you may want to look at discontinue eating it, or you may want to look at what's in it to find out what is affecting you. Oftentimes, I check labels. And sometimes I get a little lazy and I don't check labels. And then I will eat something and I say, that affected me pretty bad. Then I look at the label and lo and behold, I see that the ingredients and what I bought has changed. Okay? Then I'll go on the internet and I learned from a very business standpoint to see if this particular company that was producing this item has been sold. Lo and behold, it's been sold. So this tells me that, you know, when companies buy out other companies, they're looking at it totally from a profit loss statement. They're not looking at it from the continuity, a quality, a consistency. Okay, because they look at everything as a product. We have to look at things as food and nutrition. Okay, that's the big difference, okay, that we have to understand how things operate out here. So pay attention more to what you are buying each and every day that you spend your hard-earned money on, because as we all know, the price of food has skyrocketed this year, okay? And everything out here that's being done out here right now is based on vibration. Before we entered into the year of 2022, that was one of the things that I was saying in my monthly numerology report, that there was going to be a great increase in the price of food. And this is where we are right now, okay? So you can ill afford to waste money and time with shopping and so forth to buy food, okay, and it doesn't taste good or it's not nutritious. So please spend your well-earned money, okay, because it's well-earned, with the necessity for making sure that it's going to keep you healthy, fit, and strong, especially if you're a person who is under a great deal of work stress, emotional stress, travel time stress. If you live in Atlanta and you got to travel, you know they estimate that the average Atlantan spends anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour traveling to go to work. That's a lot of stress to be on that road. You got, you know, vehicles darting in and out on you, and you're jamming on the brakes and so forth and so on. So keep all of this in mind, that you're taking on a lot of stress. And the number six is and can be a stressful number vibration when your life is out of harmony. Remember, six can be harmonious or it can be inharmonious. Okay? It's how you go about the business of creating that harmony for yourself. If there is no harmony in your life, you're living in an inharmonious state of emotions and conditions. Okay? So let's talk about emotions. Number six is a very emotional number all across the board. So there's a lot of emotional activity that's going on personally and interpersonally between people. A person may have a bad day and you say something nice to them and they are very curt and cut you off, and they have a very poor disposition with you. That's all emotional energy, okay, that can roll over and have a rollover effect. And by the end of your day, you're just disgusted and depleted with everything and everybody. And so you're in a rush to get home. And so you're driving fast. You're upset. The other person's upset. All of these dynamics are all going on, because we don't have any harmony. So this can be stressful, and this will affect your health. Okay? And so the best place to make sure that you have some peace and some repose and some harmony is your home. Guess what rules the home? The number six vibration. Guess what rules cleanliness and hygiene? The number six vibration. So all of these factors need to be, again, taken into consideration when you are traveling through this universal year cycle of the number six. And as we go through this number six, you know, as I said before, if we're not releasing, then we're holding. And the first place that we're going to hold a great deal of that negative energy is in our colon. And if we're holding it in our colon, then we're dealing with a level of constipation, which can be dangerous, okay, because we are not eliminating, okay? Whereas before, everything was working and functioning fine, but whoa, you hit this year of 2022 and everything begins to fail in terms of the eliminative process in your body. Now, there are elements which are associated with every number from 1 to 9. In the case of the number 6, the element It's the dual element. It's the element of air, and it's the element of earth. Well, air has to do with breathing. And as I've spoken before, breathing is very important. Having oxygen in your body is very important for you to sustain your life condition. Then you have earth. Earth has to deal with the body, the human anatomy. Okay? So it's important that we get the necessary air, oxygen, that life force. They call it prana in other cultures. Other cultures, they also call it chi, into our body, okay, so it can be well nourished, okay? The air also will help you to balance our emotions, all right? And then on the level of dealing with earth, it is the food, nutritious food, the food, the quality of food that we take in, which will help us to deal with all the stresses and the strains that we're dealing with each and every day. So those two elements right now are very important. Now, anybody astrologically who is of the air element, that would include someone who's under the sign of Gemini, Libra, and I'm trying to think of the other air sign, would be Aquarius. Okay? And then also you have the earth. Okay? So you're talking about Virgo. You're talking about Taurus. Okay? What is the other earth sign? Capricorn. Okay? So all of you people that I just mentioned who have those sun signs can be affected this year one way or the other. Now, if you're born on the 6th, the 15th, or the 24th of any month during this year, you can also be affected by a little bit more by this number 6 vibration. Okay? If you're born under the 6th sign of the zodiac, okay, that's Virgo. Virgo deals with health. It deals with nutrition. But Virgos are very, 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 very good and stand out in terms of dealing with food and cooking and so forth and so on. They have the magic ability, the magic touch with all of it. Okay? Also, I would add, in association with the number 6, the numbers 3 and 9, they would need to watch out in terms of their health a bit more than other people who don't have the 3, 6, or 9 vibrations within their birth numbers. So anyone who's born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th of any month, they would need to watch out with their eating. They would need to watch out for toxins or toxic type of food or foods that's causing them a lot of inflammation. The body is inflamed, okay? Individuals who are born on the 9th, 18th, or 27th of any month, especially things happening then with this year, they may find that if they have not been taking care of their health, taking care of themselves, they may have to go into surgery. It is that serious. See, the number 6 vibration overall is a pretty serious type of vibration when it comes to dealing with your health. So it's not something that any of us can overlook. If you overlook and something comes up, chances are you're going to have to pay a heavy cost emotionally and monetarily to get your health back right and in order. So please, as I said from the very beginning of this, take measures to stay on top of your health and stay on top of it. Don't think it's a once or twice thing. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and everything's going to be all right. No, you got to put a whole lot of effort right now. You know, the where we are in society with everything that is going on, the toxins. You know, we're not even talking about the toxins that exist. Okay, now I'll use a city. I'll use Atlanta, or as the young folks say, the ATL, as an example. And the reason why I'm using it, because the vibration for the ATL, and it's interesting because when you break down ATL, it adds up to 6. And when you break down Atlanta, it also adds up to 6. So vibrationally, our young folks know, they know on a subconscious level what's happening. Atlanta's a number 6. But there was a particular female rapper. She came to town. And she was having problems with the water. And she reached out in a, maybe some of the folks out there in the audience know, she did a tweet and folks caught hold of it. And the city of Atlanta caught hold of it. And the mayor of the city of Atlanta had to respond. And they had to respond in kind to say that they do something like 50,000 tests every year about the water. But I had read back in 2021 that there was a particular bacteria that was in the city of Atlanta's water that was causing sickness, illness, and diseases. So this is why I say you're going to have to take measures. You're going to have to put some effort and work into protecting your health, that of yourself, your family, your babies, your grandchildren, grandmother, grandfather, so on and so on. You're just going to have to take more responsibility and put a whole lot of energy, force, and action behind it. We can no longer just take anybody's words for it because we know that that is all political. Okay?
Yes.
So, with all of that said, the it's pretty serious out here. But I don't. Please understand. I'm not. It's not my attempt. It's not my interest at all to try to scare anybody into submitting what is being suggested here. But it is being said to provide some source of enlightenment for you to know as to what's happening and how you best can take charge of your own life. Okay? You know, many people don't know that if you live, and I'm doing Atlanta, I'm doing a heavy on Atlanta. If you live in the metropolitan Atlanta region and you use the water from the city of Atlanta, which most counties in and around Atlanta do, most people don't realize that the water that they are using is owned by none other than Prince Charles, the Sustainable One. Huh. This water has been brought by proxy. There's a company called Nestle's, which is going around the planet. All of the water rights, not only in this country, but in other countries as well.
Wow.
And the president of Nestle stated that water is a privilege. It is not a right. Water, which is traded on the stock market, is considered a beverage. It's not water anymore.
Wow.
Some people, some of
That's
what
crazy.
You're drinking is not water. It's a solution. Okay?
Yeah.
So these are things that we can no longer take for granted when it comes to our health.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Wow. Yep.
We have a caller, Brother Lavelle.
Okay.
Let's see what we've got going here. Caller 646-721. You want to give us your name, your comment, question, or statement? Caller 646-721. Unmute your phone. Okay, well, we're going to continue on. I'm not hearing anything.
Okay.
All right. So let's continue.
We'll continue on. But at this time, if there are any blockages that's going on in the body, it's a good idea to the kind of treatment to and block different areas of the body. Blockages, once again, it could be constipation, which is a big problem in our society, constipation. Blockages in the vessels leading to our heart, blockages in our legs. So, you know, just all kind of blockages which are going on. We got to increase the circulation. Okay. The number six deals with exercise and fitness. That's one of the best ways to get things started. Blockages within our lymphatic system. Exercise and fitness is one of the ways to things get this, to get started. Having massage work done on a regular basis. Having acupuncture treatment. Having Reiki treat, there's a lot of good Reiki people. There may be some in the audience right now that can come forward and speak about that. But all of these modalities need to be brought forth so that we can begin to really, really heal ourselves during this cycle. And this is a perfect cycle to do it in. Under the vibration of the number six. Okay.
We've got one more caller.
Okay.
And I've got a couple of questions for you, too.
Okay.
Let's see how we can. Yeah. I'll tell you this. And you guys, you know, we're probably going to get to a part two, but we've got this month already planned out. So we're going to take a look at that, too. I told Brother Lavelle before we started, I said, you know what? I have a feeling we're not going to complete the conversation tonight. So caller 720-291, you want to tell us your name, your statement, comment, or concern?
Good evening, everyone. This is Anubis Heru out of Denver, Colorado.
Greetings.
Hey, Bob Lavelle.
Greetings, Brother Anubis, you and the family.
Good stuff. Just had a quick question. Since the nutritional value of our food has been essentially compromised, what are some of the things that we can consume that will help us nutritionally to feed our bodies, you know, besides just, you know, a particular diet? You know, I'm a survivalist. So I know if the grid ever goes down and we don't have access to grocery stores and electricity, that's kind of one of my main concerns is from, you know, moving to a particular diet style, like say vegan or just vegetarian or, you know, something like that. But
right.
I was just curious what your thoughts were about some of the things that we can consume that could help us as far as nutritional value, and I'll take my answer offline.
Okay. One of the things, and I'll answer it in two different ways. While things are still happening, and because the president just came on TV and announced that there's going to be food shortages. Which you're asking for, Brother Anubis, is so on point. Supplements you know, especially supplements that put some fire in our food, into our bodies, like minerals. We really need minerals, okay, lots of minerals. Like, for example, I use zinc a lot, and not just because of the COVID situation, which zinc was very good for, but because that's something that I need to give me a boost. And so based on your vibrations that you have, it can be very, you can tell from that. Cell salts is another one, okay? Herbs have vitamins and nutritional and mineral advantages that a lot of people don't know. Some people think that you take herbs for this and herbs for that. But herbs, they serve a multifold capacity in terms of bringing back healing. For example, if one is anemic, dandelion tea, dandelion root is a very good very good herb to take and to have and to drink, or to take in pill form or whatever kind of form. And so we have to look at the things in terms of knowing what to do. Now, our ancestors knew what plants to go out into the woods. I've had the great pleasure of being taught by Dr. Stephen Tate at one time, and he used to take us on herb walks. And so I'm familiar with some of the plants out there, even in the areas in which we live, okay? And I find that women have a very keen acuity to plants and plant life. All my life, I've watched women working with plants, and so there's just this sort of distinct association that they have with the plant kingdom. You know, simple things like pine needle. I found that during the COVID crisis, that pine needle extract was an excellent source for us to deal with this whole COVID crisis. Okay, and so it's things like that that we're going to need to look, and we're going to need to get some information from the Audubon Society. They have loads of information about plants and herbs and so forth that you can download for free, and you can begin to get groups of people and start identifying certain plants and herbs that you may need in the event that there is a crisis situation in America. And we've already seen in all of the different food retailers that their stock is not like it used to be. And sometimes you go there and it's not what you're looking for. It's not there. So with that, right now, supplementation, but for many of us, making sure that you're getting enough minerals. That's the key, to get the minerals in your body. So study up on minerals and find out what plants and what foods are associated with the minerals so that you can take and stabilize yourself and increase your vitality.
And I would also like to add to grow your own garden.
Yeah.
You can do container gardening. Yeah. You want to make sure that you have a good quality of seed so that you can get an heirloom seed, and, you know, making sure, just like Brother LaVelle has been talking all night about the GMOs being products and, you know, not nutritious. Well, the same thing holds true for the plant seeds that you can purchase in the store. So, you know, get do your research on that as well, and make sure that you have the best quality of seeds that you can. Heirloom would be the best, or non-GMO, but there are some great companies out there.
Yes, there is. Yeah, I know of one called Star West Botanicals. They got excellent herbs. They got the seedlings and everything has great nutritional value.
And now is the best time to start it, too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And whenever you can find foods that have seeds in them, collect the seeds and keep them for yourself so that you can replant and grow yourself. Because I know it's very difficult. I'm still trying to figure out how in the world do you come up with organic seedless grapes?
Let me know when you find out, because that's a question I got too.
I said, wait a minute, that's something there. Organic seedless grapes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I hope that answered your question there, Brother Anubis. Is he still there?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
But for the survivalists, we definitely have got to go out there into the woods and do our own plant and herb identification. Yeah, that's a necessity.
That's great.
I agree
with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Much love to the family there, too.
Yes, sir.
All right. That was a great question that he brought up, you know, because that is something that must be taken into consideration along with, developing a plan to take better care, to be more mindful of your health and your wellness. So that's excellent.
Yeah, because I'm sorry.
No, go ahead and say what you say, because I got mine.
Okay, I was about to say I got a running joke. I have a running joke in my family. I said, you know, we all about to get real slim, because if these food prices continue astronomically like they are, and then there's shortages, I think all of us who have been battling any issues with being with our weight, we're about to get slim. That's an inside joke, I guess.
Yeah, but that's going to be an outside joke in a minute for everybody. I wanted to make a couple of comments, because we actually only have about 10 or 12 minutes left in the show. Times go by so quickly, and we'll have to, like I said, we're going to talk about bringing you back as well. But you were talking earlier about the heart and the mind being in harmony with the body and holding negativity, and that it sits in your colon, and the negative thoughts and ideas. I wanted to ask your opinion on people that watch the news like all day, or, you know, like in the morning, the noontime, and like that. So,
yeah, well, that's an effect, because what's being projected from those screens are these dangerous blue light. And that's why they have these glasses. I forget the name of them. Whenever you're on the computer, whenever you're watching TV, they've got these glasses that are supposed to protect you from these harmful blue lights.
Right.
This energy is going directly into our body. Now, there's some theory that this is causing a breakdown in our ability to think, and that we begin not to think anymore, but we just begin to react to these stimuli that's being outwardly projected to us. I know on one particular occasion, I went to sleep with my phone next to me, and I was having the craziest dreams that I ever had. And when I realized that the phone was within a foot or two next to me, I realized, and it dawned on me that, you know, there is some sort of technology which is going on that is used to not only disrupt our sleep, but to implant negative and bad thoughts into our body. The U.S. government knows about vibration. They know about the vibration of every organ in our body. They know which particular organs vibrate at a particular vibration and frequency. Now, you can do the same by the study of numerology, but they are using technology. The next on the forefront that you're going to begin to hear, I would say, the latter part of August, going into September and October, you're going to begin to hear a lot of commercials about sound, because sound can be used as a healing force. However, sound also was used in Desert Storm 1 and Desert Storm 2 to win the war, because you can put sound on a certain frequency and it shuts down the entire nervous system. And the kind of sound that's being projected in our society right now is jamming our nervous system. It has jammed our ability to think. It has jammed our ability to for us to politely communicate with one another. If you've noticed or not, and I know you have, Sister Sandy, that there's a great deal of aggression that goes on with people when they are expressing themselves to another person. This all has to do with the technology that's out there, that's right now. Now, I'm going to finish answering your question, because this all goes into what's happening not only with this number six vibration, which is also happening clear across the planet. And this number six vibration has a lot to do with it. The number six can be a very peaceful, harmonious vibration, but it can also be a warlike type of vibration if you're not careful. It can become very combative, argumentative. And when you see that with an individual, you know that there's some sort of imbalance on an emotional level that's going on with them. Okay? So it's interesting okay. what's happening. Okay. So for those of us who are watching a lot, spending a lot of time on TV, even the computer, and even sometimes I have to catch myself with the being on the cell phone a great deal, it does have an effect on us. Yeah. It even has an effect when you go to sleep. Some of us are not getting enough of that deep, what is it called, REM type of sleep.
Right.
Yeah. And see, because when we go to sleep, we're supposed to be, many of us leave our bodies. Many of us leave our bodies and we go reside where the ancestors are, and then we return. When we return, something happens that causes us not to fully remember where we were. Okay. See, number six also deals. Exactly. Number six also deals with our psychic abilities. Number six vibrates with the pituitary, the pituitary gland. Pituitary gland, pineal gland, is all part of what's called the ductless gland system, D-U-C-T-L-E-S-S. If anybody want to do a search on the internet, they can find some information about the ductless gland. And these are things that we're going to need to know about. See, the GMO foods are designed to shut our pituitary and our pineal gland down, disallowing us the ability to be able to see things. Yeah, it's a real war that we're engaged in right now, and many of us don't know it. They think that this is just the way of life every day, and it's supposed to be like this. No, it isn't. We're in war, and we have to really assert ourselves, and we must. And when the one thing that I want to leave us all with, please protect yourself. Protect who you are, protect your family, protect your life force, protect your assets, you know, protect everything about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Protect, protect, protect. And see, the pituitary gland is responsible for creating that shield that we call an aura around us. When your aura is strong, there's nothing that can penetrate, because the vibration is modulating on a high, 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 high frequency. And evil does not even attempt to attack you. But if your health is weak, well, I can't say your health is weak, because health represents being, health represents a particular force. But if you're in a state where there is weakness and debility in your body, then you have a weak aura, and different things can penetrate it.
I got you. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So,
would you give us, because we're fast, we got one more question, and then when we answer this one, I want you to make sure that you give the contact information. And then I did have a couple more concerns, but we can do that in part two. So let's bring this caller on.
Okay.
Yeah, 228-383. You want to give us your name, your comment, question, or concern, please?
Yes. Hi. Am I being heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Thank you for allowing me in. I know the time is spent, and it's been well spent. I am thoroughly enjoying the show and Brother Lavelle and all of his knowledge and what he brings to the table is so necessary. There's so many things that we have got to unlearn that we have been taught in this system that we're in. And I just wanted to say that I have enjoyed the talk and the information put out, although I am aware of it. I just wanted to say that there's just not enough of us out here putting this information out here for us to glean from and begin to do our due diligence in terms of research and then implementing them into our lives. I'm going to look forward to part two, because there were so many things that I wanted to say in conjunction with what Brother Lavelle had to say in terms of, I mean, just everything, you know, talking about the minerals, you know. The cell salts, I take cell salts, and I grew up with pine needle tea, Brother Lavelle. And so I know all about, and for me it was just common practice to make pine needle tea. I would stop on the side of the road and pick some pine, you know, branches and bring them home and cut, you know, rinse them, cut them off, and make pine needle tea for my family. My children grew up with pine needle tea. And I have a son that's 27, a daughter that's 22. I'm sorry. I'm putting her up there with one of my other children and with stepchildren. But they have never had the common cold, because they grew up with me doing these backyard remedies that I grew up with. But I wanted to add to something that you were talking about the GMOs and all of this being in our food supply. I wanted to add to that, you know, my husband and I got rid of our microwave about 4 years ago. And because we realized that once you heat your food in the microwave, it kills all of the nutrients, what little nutrients that's in there, because there's so few nutrients in our food anymore because of all the GMOs and the pesticides and herbicides, not just what they put in the food, but how they poison our ground. You know, the soil is not very rich with the minerals anymore. So we learned about the microwaves and heating food in the microwave in plastic was another one of their diabolical schemes to so that we can get plastics seeping into our bodies. And this is another cause of a lot of weight gain that we see on people, is that it's not so much that people are fat, it's the plastics. The synthetic estrogen that's in our bodies because of the plastic. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. I definitely concur with you, sister, on that. The plastic, now they're just starting to reveal that that is a big problem. But plastics have been around for quite some time now. And so while we're ingesting the food that is heavily wrapped in plastic, that's been in plastic and stored in plastic, this is all having an effect, thereby, you know, creating the estrogen, causing the weight gain, causing the type of weight gain which is difficult to, challenging to get rid of. You're exactly right. It causes a lot, and I'm glad that you brought up the tea that you make, the pine needle tea, because I found it to be excellent. So I'm saying in back of what you're saying, you know, for a lot of people, you may want to look at the pine needle as a source of tea, food, and remedy for a lot of ailments, because it's loaded with a lot of nutrients. I mean, really, really loaded.
You know, I was surprised, Brother Lavelle, I heard another gentleman have a talk show, and I tuned in, and he is making a remedy for the pandemic, the plandemic. He's made a remedy, and one of the remedies that he's making to overcome the shot that people have taken, you know, for people that's been vaccinated that didn't want to be vaccinated, but their job was on the line. And so he has made a concoction to help people to purge their system of the vaccination, and pine needle elixir. I don't know how he's making it, but it was a part of it. And I was very surprised pleasantly surprised to hear that. So, yes, a lot of benefits in there that I guess because I grew up with it, it was just commonplace for me. I've never really done the research on it. I just grew up with it.
Yeah, exactly. Good. I'm glad out there and it's becoming.
We're down to the wire. And thank you so much for that contribution. I also took pine needle during the end of the year, and it's very, very, it's an excellent resource and an excellent tool at reversing symptoms and just relieving your body of whatever you got that wasn't quite so healthy, you know, on the inside of you. So, you're a very blessed individual to have grown up with that. So, but thank you for adding that to the conversation. And stay tuned for part
two. Thank you both so much. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, ma'am. So, Brother Lavelle, you want to give your contact information and tell us about your numerology report. You mentioned it slightly. And if you're doing any classes and how to do that.
I have a Facebook page called the Society of Numerology, Facebook page that anyone can go and look at. I placed a lot of information. 90% of what's on there I've written myself. I don't cut and paste and plagiarize other people's information. So the Society of Numerology, you can go in there. I do place the monthly numerology report that I send out prior to the month. So so April has already been issued on that. And you can contact me through my Facebook page or through Lavelle Rouser on Facebook. Also, you can contact me through the Vibration Society. That's all one word, vibrationsociety@gmail.com. vibrationsociety@gmail.com. Okay, and I look forward, and I'm going to commit to coming back and doing part two, part three,
Woo-hoo!
Part four, if necessary. Okay.
I will keep it going.
All right. Okay. So while we have the chance and the opportunity to do that, but I just want to leave on a high note and just say to everyone,
okay,
please, each and every one of you, take care of yourselves, protect yourselves. Like I said, take care of your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul, and all of your assets, okay? And don't allow anything to impinge on your freedom to be, to continue to push forward and move forward and have the strength and the passion and the zeal to do so. Okay.
And we so appreciate you and love you. And I told them, you know, from the very beginning, you just easy. You just want to sit with you all day. You bring
okay.
so much. You do. I mean, you bring us so much wisdom and knowledge, but it's just, it's easy though. You know, it's like, it's real comfortable, like talking to your childhood friends and just getting an update on what's happening in the world. So I appreciate your delivery of information and the depths of what you have taken to learn, because you're so passionate about it. And I'm sure there may have been at least one person when you said numerology was like, this is probably not for me, you know. But if they held on, then they got it. You know, they got the connection. And so, again, we're blessed to have had you to share your wisdom and knowledge with us. And, yes, we're going to do part two, three, four, five, however many it takes to continue this conversation. And thank you once again, brother.
Thank you, Sister Sandy. I appreciate you.
Yes. And we love you. We appreciate you. And we will give all the thanks in the world for you. Yes, indeedy. So you guys, we are out of here for this evening. I am Sandy Rogers. I thank you for listening, for participating. And remember, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. We will continue with our digestive system series starting next week, or continuing next week. So stay tuned, same time. And we love you, and we thank you for being with us. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Love and wellness. Life, love and wellness. And that's what I want.